ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयामुदीरयेत्। नाश्रवयेष्वदेशो नित्यं भगवद् सेवया भगवदी उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। एते चं साकलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवन् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं हृदयान्ते युगे युगे। नाम संकेतनं यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशनं प्रणामदुःखशमनस्थं नमामि हरिं परां। निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितं फलं सुखमुखदं मृददिवसम्मुदं विविधभगतं रासमालयं मुहुरोहोरासिकभो विभावुकः। So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 20th chapter, text number 38 and 39. Text number 39 is written here, so I will read first text number 38, the verse and the translation, and there's no purport, and then together we will read text number 39. Mude Bharadvajam Imam Bharadvajam Brihaspate Yato Yadukta Pitarao Bharadvajas Tatasvayam. Translation: Brihaspati said to Mamata, "You foolish woman, although this child was born from the wife of a man through the semen discharged by another, you should maintain him." After hearing this, Mamata replied, "O Brihaspati, you maintain him." After speaking in this way, Brihaspati and Mamata both left. Thus, the child was known as Bharadvaj. So text number 39, we read together. I'll read and then we repeat. Chodyamana surairevam matva vitatam atmajam Vyasri janmarato bibran dato yam vitatenvaye chodyamana. Although Mamata was encouraged to maintain the child Surai by the demigods, evam, in this way, matva, considering, vitattam, purposeless, atmajam, her own child, vyasrijat, rejected, maruta, the demigods known as the maruts, abhipran, maintained, the child, datta, the same child was given, ayam, this, vidate, was disappointed, anvaye, when the dynasty of Maharaj Bharat, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, translation: although encouraged by the demigods to maintain the child, Mamata considered him useless because of his illicit birth, and therefore she left him. Consequently, the demigods, known as Maruts, maintained the child. And when Maharaj Bharat was disappointed for want of a child, this child was given to him as his son. Purport: from this verse it is understood that those who are rejected from the higher planetary system are given a chance to take birth in the most exalted families on this planet Earth. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Yenam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Bandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yatapada Kamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raganatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishaganvidamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Govigaganta Radha Kanta Namastute Tatta Ganjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Brijabanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vivacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivajadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kolau Nastyeva 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 Gattiranyatam. And this chapter, the dynasty of Puru, is related, and the last few verses Sukadeva Goswami is explaining to Parikshit Maharaj about the son of Dushyant, Bharat, who became the emperor and was successfully ruling the entire kingdom. And it is mentioned that he was performing great sacrifices, trying to please the Supreme Lord and the demigods. And in this way also, supplying all the necessities for the praja, for all the persons living in his kingdom. And even when the ruler, when the king is God conscious, so he'll take care of all the citizens, but even he will take care of all the animals. And there's no question of animal slaughter like it is done today. But when the pious kings were there, he made sure that there's no animal slaughter and everyone is taken care of. So Praja is a protector, not only of citizens, but all the jivas, all the living entities, also the animals. And naturally as the king, so he wanted to have some children. It is actually natural for every householder, grihastha, to have a child. That is the purpose of grihasthasham, is to have children. As Chanakya Pandit has mentioned also, putrahinam griha shunyam. The griha, the house is empty without a putra, without a son. And especially at that time, so they wanted to have a son who can then become the rightful heir of the kingdom, of the throne. And of course at that time they were God conscious, so they wanted specifically to have a son. And it is mentioned that different samskars are there, as mentioned also here in regards to this topic here. And there's a purificatory rites which are known as the different samskars, which have to be performed to have a good child. So it is not by chance that men and women, they come together, even in married life, or to speak of otherwise, there's no question of men and women mingling according to the Vedic literatures. So but in the Grihastha Ashram for progeny, so the intimate relation is their connection between husband and wife. And then there's a ceremony performed to obtain the child, known as Garbhadan Samskar. And when the wife is pregnant, a few other rites are performed. One of them is known as Pumsavana Samskar. Specifically, that was performed in order to have a son. And it is mentioned because of the power of the mantras of the Brahmanas, so they could, they would make sure that actually a boy would then take birth from the womb of the queen. And so in this instance here, Bharat Maharaj, so he had three wives, pleasing wives, so that means they were submissive and they were chaste, and they were the daughters of the king of Vidarbha. And all of them, they became pregnant, so one after the other, and they got children also. But because they don't remember, they were not resembling the father. Usually you can see the child, and usually the other people are saying, oh, when the child is born, oh, he looks just like the mother, or he looks just like the father. And everyone is saying, oh yes, yes, no, no, no. Then someone say, no, it looks like more like the father. Or the person say, no, no, it looks more like the mother. And then usually some features are there of either one, or maybe both of them. So that is already seen, not maybe just after the birth, but after a little while when the child is growing. Then you can see maybe the nose is from the mother and the eyes from the father, or whatever. And even the mentality is there, usually he will have the qualities of both of them. So therefore, the parents, they have to be God conscious, so that the child will be good also. But specifically it is mentioned that the girls, they are more apt to take the qualities of the father, and the boys from the mother. And usually then also naturally it is there that the girl will be attached to the father and the boy will be attached to the mother. And that is according to the scriptures also. And practically seen, mostly it is the case. Mostly, not always. So there are three children and they were growing up and they were seeing that the children were not at all resembling the king. And then they were very much afraid. And they were thinking, if the king will see these children, he will think maybe something else, that these children are from an illicit connection. So they were very much afraid, although there was no need because he was a saintly king. But still, they didn't consult the king, or they didn't consult others, the elders, and they just killed the children, which is of course very unfortunate, which is actually, as we know, it is actually sinful. Even as nowadays so many children are killed by abortion. And now the whole world is very much concerned about this teeny virus which you cannot even see, which is killing a few people. Which is okay, and we have to be careful, we have to take some precautions. But if you see actually the statistics, many more people are dying because even of a normal flu, because of malaria, before, or because of AIDS or other disease, because of heart failure, because of cancer. Because everyone has to die somehow, but somehow it is also the law of karma and maybe the influence of some powerful demoniac people, that it has become a real pandemic, and it is to some extent, but maybe a little bit taken out of proportion, as many people feel also. But that is another subject matter. But the main point I want to make is that the most deaths are there due to, of the common deaths, is because of abortion. Is an incredible amount of babies or children, embryos are killed It is incredible. I saw one statistic, it is more than any other cause of death in the whole world. So it is sinful. Abortion is sinful. What to speak if the child is already born? To kill the child, very sinful. So even in the, we can see sometimes due to the influence of the modes of material nature, that even though King Bharat Maharaj, he was an exalted personality, and even the wives, they were chaste, they were submissive, so they were, from that point of view, they were also righteous queens. But due to the influence of the modes of material nature, definitely the mode of passion and especially ignorance, they performed this heinous act of killing their own children. And of course the king was devastated. But what to do? Life has to go on. And therefore he did one sacrifice known as Marutstoma in order to get the son. And the demigods were pleased. And therefore they presented him a saintly personality who actually came from the heavenly planets, Bharadvaj. And then the story is told how Brihaspati, another, it is quite amazing, we can see in this Srimad Bhagavatam. So the demigods, they are much more superior than the human beings in every way. They are more devoted to the Lord and they are servants of the Lord. And they are in the mode of goodness practically all the time. But still even there, the modes of material nature are there. And therefore even Lord Indra, as we know, sometimes he has a problem. More than one time he just had some illicit activity with some, also which is from one point of view highly improper, with the wife of one sage or this and that person's wife, and somehow is getting away to some extent most of the time. Of course one time he had to get punished also, and he became a hog. And he was so bewildered, he was happy as a hog, covered by the external energy. Even then the other demigods, they came to him, Indradevya, somehow he became degraded because of some offense. But please try to come back to the heavenly planets. And he was saying, I'm happy here, everything is fine. So that is the great illusion in this material world. Even if one is in an abominable situation, due to attachment, especially to wife and children and home, then one will be still happy. Even you can see in India specifically that in the big cities there are many slums, and the poor people are living there and shabby place, and they are dirty also, but then they have their wife, they have their children, they have something to eat, and they are begging and they are happy to some extent. Of course that is happiness in the mode of ignorance. But in the heavenly planet, they're in the mode of goodness. And the enjoyment there is also refined. It is sattvic. Everything is sattvic there. And they live a long life. And they're not getting old like we getting old. And when we get old, we have difficulty in seeing. Like 20 years ago, I didn't need glasses. And now I need glasses. Without glasses, I cannot read. I can hardly see. Hearing is less. I cannot run anymore. And the memory, the brain is also not so good anymore. So deterioration is there. And then, so then we can see, okay, he's an older person. I'm also an older person, gray hair. But there in the heavenly planets, even when they are old, so to say, according to their age, many thousands of years old, still they look quite young, youthful, because of the influence of at the mode of goodness, so they are able, and the blessings of the Lord in the higher planets, so the facilities are there almost till the end of life. But still even there are sometimes or many times overcome by the mode of passion, as Brihaspati, as mentioned here. So he's the guru, the spiritual master of the demigod, so exalted position. But somehow he also was overcome by the mode of passion, and he approached the wife of his brother, who was pregnant. Which is again, first of all, to approach the wife of the brother, that was already not proper. It is mentioned in the scriptures, although not in the Kali Yuga, but different ages, if, for example, husband and wife are there, the husband is not able to produce a child, then he can call upon the brother to impregnate his wife. So he can ask. So that is there in the scriptures. Even Vyasadeva was asked by Kunti to impregnate, what was the name? Ambika and Amba, Ambalika, yeah. And he did the job, not attached, and then he left to the forest. And we know the pastime there. So that was allowed. But here, first of all, the brother was not there. He didn't know anything. And even the wife was not ready. And she was pregnant. And somehow there, even the child in the womb was already conscious. Means he was must have been quite some time in the womb. Just about to come out. And that means already knowledgeable. Because in the higher planets, and even sometimes in this planet, that one may be able to have darshan of the Lord, which is rare. That is only for those who are extremely pious that they may have darshan of the Lord, who may appear in front of the child who is just about to take birth. And so the child in the womb was forbidding, saying, "No, no, don't do that. It is not proper." Still, he was just overcome by lust. All the devouring lust, and he just still discharges semen, and then so she also, well, second pregnancy, I don't know exactly how it worked, but then it is mentioned so that that child was born then also, but she was not very happy because she knew that it is not proper. And so it was illicit. And Brihaspati also was not really much eager to keep the child. And as explained in the verse 38, Mure Bharadrajam Imam, he was chastising her also and saying, Mura, Mura, that means foolish person. And so addressing Mure, you foolish person, foolish woman. So the child is born from your womb, from your womb. So it is your duty to maintain the child. And then although the child didn't come from your husband, but he didn't say, "I discharged the semen." He said that semen was discharged by another person. He just wanted to somehow get out of this situation. And then so he just told her, "You should maintain the child." But she immediately replied that, "No, Brihaspati, you maintain him. Why I should?" And then after speaking in this way, Brihaspati just left the place, and Mamata also left the place. And therefore the Maruts then came, the demigods, and they took care of the child. And they gave the name Bharadvaj. So the meaning is of Bharadvaj. Bara means to maintain. Dvaja, dvajam, dvaja, dve means two, eka dve. Dve means two, dvaja means born from two, but especially, specifically, it is mentioned here that born from an illicit connection. So, but Bharadvaj means to be maintained by two persons. So, which is usually the parents, they have to maintain. But both of them, they were not ready. But the Maruts, they gave the name Bharadvaj. And it is also mentioned that there's a process of performing the different ritualistic ceremonies, like it is even for us, we'd have to perform them, known as the Dashavida Samskar, 10 Samskars or 16 Sodasa Samskar, as even explained by Gopal Bhatta Goswami for the Vaishnava, Sakriya Saradipika, explained how to perform these different ceremonies according to the scriptures. And Of course, whenever there is a ceremony, first of all there is a worship of Guru, Gauranga and Krishna, and then the different ceremonies are performed. And then Agnidev is invoked and offerings, oblations are given to Agnidev, the fire god Agnidev. So there's a process, and then for example there's a process of giving the name to the child. And the different ways, first of all, according to nakshatra, the child is born. Like for example, now the nakshatra today is Satabisha. The 27 nakshatras tell a constellation. And there's Anuradha nakshatra, Vishakha nakshatra, Pushya nakshatra, and so on, 27, Mula nakshatra. And so according to the scriptures, you take the nakshatra of the when the child is born, and that is divided in four parts. And according to the first part, if you take the nakshatra, so there's a certain time is there, sometimes 16 hours, sometimes 20. Just like the lunar day is not fixed. The solar is quite fixed. Now rising maybe 5:25 and setting at 7:15 p.m. And then we'll stay quiet for some time, every day maybe, sometimes it is staying for 2-3 days, and that is coming closer to the mid-June, 21st June, which is the longest day and shortest night, but it is the days getting longer just by 1 minute after a few days. And then after the 21st June it will again become shorter, and 21st December the longest night is there and shortest day. Whereas according to the Titi, the lunar day, so the lunar day is much more shorter and longer, and that is changing very frequently. For example, now we have the Saptami Titi, it may be 22 hours, and then the Ashtami Titi may be only 21, and then it may be 20. So it is increasing or decreasing by considerable amount. Similarly also with the nakshatra. And so the time of the nakshatra is taking, let's say, 20 hours, and then this is divided in four. That is called one part, 5 hours. And according to that, the vowel is given a consonant, for example, ma, pa, la, ba, and according to that, the name will be given. If it is ma according to the nakshatra, the first part, then the name may be given Madhav. If it is na, then the name may be given Navin Krishna. So like this, there's one system. And then according to the Rashi, the sign of the sun, now it is Brisha Rashi. What is in English now? Brisha Rashi. Taurus. Taurus in English. So according to that, the name may be given of the Lord. But even if the spiritual master is there, he may give the name to the child, or even the parents, if they are God conscious, then they may give a name also. Of course, the devotees, they will always give a name of the Supreme Lord, like Krishna Das, Madhav Das. If it is a girl, Radharani Dasi or Gopi Dasi, and so on. So there's a certain system. But because the child was born due to illicit connection and circumstances, they were not really ready, nobody was ready to give a name to the child. Well, we cannot give a name. Mamata was just quiet, and Brihaspati also didn't say anything, they didn't want to have anything to do. So then the Maruts, they were merciful and they gave the name. And somehow, just like sometimes we can see, even in this world, amongst the politicians, even sometimes in our society, we see a big man in the society, he does something wrong. But because he has done so many good things, and then they will just close the eyes, or they will close the ears, or close the mouth. The other politicians, they will say, well, you know what to do, he did a mistake. But if there's too much opposition, then sometimes nothing can be done. And then there will be a case and impeachment, like in America, if the president is doing something wrong, as it was before. And then they pulled him down for the post. Sorry, it was not proper. But if he has a good surrounding, and somehow, sometimes, even if somebody is doing something wrong, and the majority doesn't come to know, then life is going on. Like Indradeva, or even here Brihaspati, I mean, nobody said anything, and of course, there's some reaction is there if one is doing something wrong. Even if the government or the society is not doing anything, but the reaction is there. And so, therefore, one has to be very careful and be always following dharma as much as we can. Of course, due to the influence of material nature, sometimes a mistake is there. And Krishna is merciful. As it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Abhichetura Charoba Jante Mamanandyabhak Sarvaya Samantavya Samyagvyavasati Hisaha. Even when one is doing Sudurachar, Acharan means achar is to sadachar, proper behavior. Durachar means improper behavior. Sudurachar means very improper behavior. So that was actually Sudurachar. Brihaspati was what he was doing. Highly improper. But because he was devoted to the Supreme Lord and he just continued, and everyone was then just quiet, and it was excused eventually because he was fully engaged in also devotional activities, and still is respected, although he did a mistake. And so the child, Bharadvaj, so because Brihaspati is a great personality, and Mamata, the wife of his brother, is also demigoddess, so exalted personality. Therefore the child, although from illicit connection, was there, but still he was exalted. From one point of view, from our point of view, he's still exalted, he's from the heavenly planets. But as explained by Prabhupada, if one is rejected from the higher planetary system, is given chance to take birth in the most exalted families on this planet. So that happened. So he became the son of Bharat. And then he became actually very powerful. And Bharadvaj, he became powerful and he was righteous, and he became actually a Brahmana, and even his sons, they became qualified Brahmanas. And so the demigods, it is mentioned, those who go to the... Only the pious persons, not by some Sputnik or by some rocket, as the people are saying in this world, that they went to the moon, they are still going to moon, that they still be going to moon. But those who are conversant with the Vedic literatures, they know that the Americans never went to the moon, the Russians didn't go to the moon, even the Indians, they are not shooting their Sputnik or whatever it is to the moon. It is just, what to say. Yes, that is in this material world. And the great kings, they're very rare, as for example Bharat Maharaj. And nowadays, although we have great respect for the leaders, especially in Bharadvasa, Modi is a great leader, at the same time, even the society is there, and then sometimes it is not possible. Like in Gujarat, he established that nobody should kill the cows. Cow slaughter is forbidden there. But in the other state, he couldn't control, because at some point also the state leaders there, they have some right and they have to some understanding. Well, they are just Shudras, they need to eat meat, and which is even according to the scriptures, it is known, according to one ashram, the Shudras are there and sometimes they're eating meat. What to do? But then Yogi Adityanath, now he wants to establish also that in UP, cow slaughter is forbidden, and then one will be imprisoned also if one is doing that. So which is very to be applauded, because that is a great sin. If one wants to eat meat, then he should eat meat of the all lower animals, like whatever, the hogs or some other lower animal, goat. But even there's a certain way how to do it. And that is mentioned that only on Amavasya, on the new moon day, nobody should see at night time. Nobody should see because it is sinful activity, but still if one cannot control the night time, it should be done. New moon day means Amavasya, when the moon is not present, so everything is dark, nobody else can see. Whereas on the full moon and people are going around, they may see, but should not be seen. And he should say in the ear of the animal, Mamsana, I'm eating you after you will eat me. So if one is doing that, then maybe he will come to his senses. So these things are unfortunately not even happening, but there's open slaughter of the animals. And sometimes the head of state he cannot control. But still, the head of state, if he's pious and he can help the citizens to be on the righteous path, and then in this way also devotees himself to the life of God consciousness. So Bharat Maharaj, of course, he was an exemplary king, and at that time there was no question of slaughtering animals, and he was very strong. If somebody was trying, then he was certainly try to check. But even in this kingdom there must be sometimes, because it is not possible to control everything. Even if one has good ministers and good army, but to control everything is almost impossible. But one can escape the government, but the state, but the government of the Supreme Lord, material energy, one can never escape, and there's a reaction to that. So the Maruts, they handed over Bharadwaj to Bharat Maharaj, and of course he was happy. So, and more will be explained in the next chapter, in the 21st chapter. So that is the end of this chapter. So, great personalities, and although sometimes things are not done properly, but we have to show all respect because they are devoted to the Supreme Lord. And so we should take lesson from the Vedic literatures, from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and apply in our life. So if somebody is doing something little wrong, we should not just criticize, but it is the duty of the parents, the duty of the president of the temple or the state to chastise. Of course, if something very wrong is done, then the praja, the citizens, or even the temple devotees, then they can explain to the president and some steps can be taken. But we should not be too much engaged in this, trying to see the faults of the other and dwell on that and discuss that. Chanakya Pandit has explained two kinds of persons are there. One is like a fly and one is like a bee. So the fly is going to the dirty places and to the sore. If you cut yourself and blood is coming, then the fly will go there, dirty. And then we have to be careful, otherwise there's infection there. Whereas the bee will go to the flowers and get the nectar. So Chanakya Pandit is saying, we should be bee-like. We should just see the nectar everywhere. And the devotees are just like flowers. And the spiritual master is offering the devotees just like flowers to the lotus feet of the Lord. So we should see the good qualities and the devotees. Oh, this devotee, Tribhuvanath, is so nicely serving the deities and is preaching also whenever possible. So we should see the good qualities and not see the fault in the others. So we should take lesson from the Vedic literatures, and we should oversee the difficulties which are there which the devotees may have. But we should be compassionate, we should be positive, we should be helpful, and always see the good everywhere, and see Krishna everywhere. Not only in the temple, hear the beautiful deities, Gaunitaya, Krishna Bharam, Radha Shyama Sundar, but the Supreme Lord is residing in everyone's heart. And as it is explained in the scriptures and in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, that Stavara Jangava Deki Nai Deki Murti Sarvatra, what is Sarvatra Hai? Nija Ishta Devi Spurti. Stavara Jangava Deki Nai, he doesn't see just the body, the form of the devotee, but he always sees also or spurti, or the form of the Lord is manifested in the heart. He's seeing, oh, this devotee is there and Krishna is residing in his heart. Premanjana chulita bhakti vilochanena santa sadeva hari yeshu vilokayanti yam shama sundaram achinta guna sarupam govindamadi purusham tamam bhajami. Brahmaji is praying and I'm worshipping Bhajami Govinda, the original person, the Supreme Personality of God, that's why I'm Bhagavan. And then the devotees who have love, whose eyes are anointed with the salve of love, they will see Shama Sundar everywhere, in the hearts of all the devotees. They see the Tamal tree, they remember Tamal Krishna, because the tree is darkish in color, and Shama Sundar is darkish in color, sham, like a dark cloud. So we are looking for the dark clouds, we're looking for some rain in the summer. And so also the tree, the tamal tree, is darkish, and so the gopis, they were seeing the tamal tree, they were embracing because they were seeing Krishna, and therefore Krishna's name is Tamal Krishna also. So we should try to see Krishna everywhere, in everyone's heart and everywhere, and then we should see everything related to Krishna, everything connected to Krishna. Krishna is everywhere and everything is in Krishna. So that is the vision of the devotee. And so that is achieved by hearing the scriptures daily, by reading about Mahaprabhu, about Krishna, by serving the devotee, serving the Lord, and especially by always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. At 9 o'clock, we stop. Any question? Yes, one question, yes. Here, mic. Okay.
Thank you, Guru.
Hare Krishna.
So this particular section is like a tough thing to digest.
It's difficult to digest. Yeah.
Especially the area that concerns people coming together, having this song, this song saying, you take care, this one goes through, the other one goes through. What kind of karma is that?
Yeah, well, in the material world, there's a heavy karma for that. In this, especially on this planet, and there's if somebody's doing like that, then there's a big reaction. In the higher planets, because they are so much engaged in devotional service, they're devoted to the Supreme Lord, and therefore if a mistake is there, there's some reaction, but it is less. But if one is in this planet, earthly planet, where the people in general are not so much devoted, and they do something wrong, there's a great reaction. But because they're fully dedicated, almost fully dedicated to the Lord, like Brihaspati, and therefore it is excused what he has done. Or some reaction will be there, definitely. But as explained, as Krishna says, apichet sudurācāro. So that is sudurācāra. It is highly improper, very improper. But still is considered saintly because he is constantly engaged in devotional service. So because Brihaspati is a great personality, is the spiritual master of the demigods, even on this planet, like it is mentioned, Uddhav was also a disciple of Brihaspati, learned something from Brihaspati. So therefore the reaction is not so much which he got. And he is detached. You know, but just he was overcome by lust, and he did this mistake, and then he just let it go. Well, you know, it's not my child, the woman has to take care. I don't want to have anything to do. He's detached, not attached. So some reaction of course will be there, but not as much as if you're on this planet, because it is on a higher planet. They have some reaction also there. That is there. But, you know, so we cannot question, because the other demigods are there and the understanding, and they themselves are doing something wrong. So, this Lagendra, what he can say? He cannot punish him, because he's his guru. What he can say? And he himself did many times a mistake, so he has to be quiet. So he's quiet, closing his eyes and his ears. Oh, I don't know what happened. I didn't see. I cannot say anything. And the other demigods also, because he's superior, they cannot say anything. But of course they were not, you know, agreeing. Even when Lord Brahma, he became, at the time of creation, he became attracted to his own daughter. Which is, you know, unusual, but it can happen, as explained in Bhagavatam, because lust is so great. Therefore, one has to be careful. But then the demigods, other ones, they were saying the four Kumaras, "Hey, Pitaji, what are you doing? Stop one second. This is your daughter." And then he controlled himself, and then he just gave up. It is mentioned he gave up his body. So he gave up this conception, "Now I want to enjoy with that girl, which happened to be my daughter." Oh God, he just gave that up. So it is mentioned he gave up his body. So that conception he gave up. And well, but what you can say to Lord Brahma, that was wrong, but at least he didn't pursue it. But Brihaspati, nobody was there to check him, and he did the mistake, but then nobody was there to tell him anything. But then Krishna is there, and the other, I mean, even Lord Shiva is there, and then some reaction will be there. Durga Devi is there. But what reaction he got, that we don't know, it is not mentioned, and we don't have to bother. Okay? And some things is just, well, we just have to accept as it is. And well, we should be careful. The point is that if something is wrong here in this world, also we have to be careful and not make too quickly adjustment. "Oh, did you see that devotee, what he did, that is wrong." And then have this conception, "He's bad, this person." Oh, we have to be careful, but if we feel that was not right, you may take some distance. Then you should be tatastha. In the between, you're not criticizing that person, but you also not glorify, or you're not taking his association. You're tatastha. You're neutral. In any way, not even mentally, you take his side, or you're not criticizing him, and even by speaking or in action, you're trying not to be associating with him if you feel that it was not right. You take distance, mentally, vocally, and physically, and you be neutral in this world. Okay? Yeah, one more question.
Prabhu, as you were saying that we should see everyone in a good way. You shouldn't
yes.
see anything wrong. But you are thinking of me in a good way.
Yes.
But maybe I'm not thinking in a good way. So how we can understand this?
So yeah, I'm thinking of good way. I'm trying to always see the good in the others. But sometimes, because I'm in a position, and then have some pujaris, if they do something wrong, I cannot say, "Oh, he's a nice pujari, he's doing artik." But if he has some, you know, talking with some girls or embracing a girl, then I cannot just oversee. Then I have to take some action and say, "This is wrong." And then we have to be punished for that, if he's a brahmachari. So, but otherwise we should be especially. So I, for example, those under me have to take care, just like the father has to take care of the children. But other, for example, other brahmacharis, if they do something wrong, I don't have to get involved. So like this, so we have to be careful. We have to see, we have to do our duty, we have to know what is our duty. And it is mentioned in the scriptures also, that if you don't have any connection with somebody else and they do something wrong, you're not supposed to correct. Like a brahmachari doing something wrong, I cannot say, "Hey, why you did that?" Because he's not under me. Then I have to tell Vaishnava Maharaj or Panchagoda Prabhu, because they have to take care of these brahmacharis. "Hey, listen, Prabhuji, and this brahmachari does this, and I think he's not right." And then he has to investigate, and he has to see, and then he has to give the punishment. But I cannot do that. If you go outside, somebody smoking, you know, smoke is not allowed. You cannot tell him, "Hey, don't smoke. You have no right." So we have to know what are our limits, our boundaries, and to those who are connected to us, we have a connection with somebody, and we have some right to say. Even the son can say something to the father if he's doing something wrong, but in a humble way. "My dear father, I don't understand why you do that. It seems to be not right." In a humble way, he can say. But about others, he cannot say anything. So we have to be positive always. And I mean, if you want to think bad of me, I mean, it's your problem, not my problem. You can think why this person, this head pujari, what he's talking about. And anyway, I don't like him. Why is a turban here? And he's growing his beard. What to do? I mean, then you may say, you may think, but and we try to go according to Shastra as good as we can, and then we cannot just satisfy everyone. You may even say something to me, and I may, if I feel yes, I can try to improve myself as much as possible if there's a need. But then I have to try to do according to Guru Saru Shastra, I try to do my best. And if so, of course, if the president is telling something to me, then I have to listen to him also. Sometimes he's telling me, you have to shave. Why are you not shaving up? It's a little bit too long. And then, yes, okay. Usually I wait for Purnima, because it is mentioned the sannyasis and brahmacharis, traditionally they are shaving and Purnima. So Bhaktisiddhanta was following that. Of course, Prabhupada, he wanted the devotees to be clean-shaved. Somehow if I shave too much, I get some pimples, and it doesn't look nice. So I keep it a little longer, and so somehow what to do. And anyhow, so, but what to do? And sometimes you have to chastise somebody, and now lockdown, devotees cannot come, and I have to tell them, well, sorry, you cannot come, and then they don't like me, and oh, why are you letting me not go? And this person is going, why I cannot go? But what to do? We have to do our duty, and if we are in a position, then sometimes you have to just tolerate. And whatever you do, somebody will criticize. And there's a saying, American, English saying, you're damned if you do, if you're damned if you don't do. So that you have to then tolerate if you're in a position, especially as a president or the king. Then you have to sometimes take some strong steps. And then you criticize maybe what to do, but you have to tolerate. But we take shelter of Mahaprabhu, and then Mahaprabhu will save us also from. But the vibrations will be there, and we may feel. But what to do? It's just in this material world, we have to tolerate. At least you're not beating me up, and nobody beat me up till now. And so I always try to be humble. But sometimes it happens. It just happened 2 days ago, right? One devotee beat another one badly. So then what to do? You have to tolerate. So, but if you are humble, respectful, then usually you are safe. But sometimes it may happen. Even sometimes, Haridas Thakur, he was beaten. He was a pure devotee. But he was beaten 21 marketplaces, badly. But he was protected by Mahaprabhu. He felt something, it's not that he didn't feel anything. But because Mahaprabhu protected him, even later it was revealed. And Mahaprabhu showed in his back. Some lines were there. He was protecting Haridas Thakur. He didn't feel much. So like this. So we have to go on in life and just tolerate. So Trinada Pisuni Chinatarura Pisaishnuna Amanina Amanina Kirtaniya Sadahari. Okay, we'll stop here. Karantra Chimad Bhagavatam Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Samaveta Bhaktivarinda Ki Hare Krishna.